only minutes for me to swear I had made a mistake and usher her away. I told myself this was simply a close call and that marriage would probably fix me. Besides, everyone knows that once you're married, you can have all the sex you want all the time, right? Shelley and I graduated and got married in the same month. Things were good for about 3 months, but then I went back online. I picked up exactly where I left off. Porn, chat rooms, and another arranged meeting. By the end of our first year of marriage, I'd met 3 women through the internet. The cycle of swearing it off, doing it again, hating myself, and swearing it off again was becoming all too familiar. At the time, I was working for Arthur Anderson, an accounting and consulting firm in Denver. And then we moved to Dallas, hoping for a fresh start. Our marriage was a wreck, and Shelley had no idea why. Shortly after the move, I was fired from Anderson because I basically stopped going to work. Instead of showing up at a client site, I would stay at home, online, and acting out. Next, I worked at a mortgage company, but I had to leave that job because I was caught having an affair with a coworker. Shelley sensed that something sketchy was happening, so she asked me about it. I made up a lame story to explain why I was unreachable and lied about the affair. I told her I had almost cheated and then blamed her for our marital issues. I suggested that my near miss with Strang was because of her, that she needed to initiate more sex, have different sex, and essentially become a different woman. She, unfortunately, believed me. I took a job as a regional manager with another company, and it involved my traveling for a few weeks a month. I was a train wreck. My addiction owned me. There came a point after I took this job that things changed. Instead of trying to fit my addiction into my life, I began trying to fit my life into my addiction. Acting out became my top priority, and I scheduled flights, planned meetings, slept, awakened, and ate around opportunities to get a hit of my addiction. Anytime I tell my story, I use the same example to describe what the bottom looked like for me. It helps me to stay in touch with the absurdity of my addiction, and it reminds me that I'm not the best CEO of my life. I would fly into a city at 7 a.m., spend the day, and have dinner with the client, then check into my hotel. As I would walk in the door, I would toss my suitcase to the side, grab my computer bag, and open up my laptop. I would get online and start surfing through pornography and chat.